Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. Good to be with you today. We've got roles reversed. So I am at my house. We just kind of got a house in Prescott. I took my backstage up there. It feels really echoey in here. So I have the boring like background. But we're hopefully making it up with Jason, one of our Millionaire Mastermind guys. We've been dying to have him on the show for a while. I think he was on like a year ago, but everyone digs Jason and Tim, so we want to have him back, but he's too busy living his life in Disneyland. So you'll have to – I'm apologizing for my crappy sound and my boring whatever. And Jason sounds iffy, but he's got the Magic Kingdom. He's literally in the Magic Kingdom living the dream. So I guess the intro I'll give you, and then I'll let you say whatever you want to say, Jason, is in the Millionaire Mastermind, we have – I think James Brannon made the hashtag of live like the Johnsons, because every time – you can't swing a dead fish – without Jason being on vacation somewhere. So what I'm hoping to do is help Clean Nation kind of figure out how to live there. You know, you got a great business, I don't know, depending on the day, 30, 40, 50 employees running around, maybe 60. And you hardly are there, and you've got an amazing culture going on. What on A, can you confirm or deny these allegations? And B, if they're true, how the heck can we help Clean Nation get there?
Well, I obviously, yes, they are true, because here I am, as you can see behind me, I'm at Disney World, not Disneyland. We're in Florida. So for all those Disney buffs out there, that would insult them, I guess, if you're talking the difference in the two. But how did we get there? How do we do that? Well, first of all, you have to have systems and processes, so you don't have to be with your business and be the one that puts out all the fires and takes care of everything, I guess would be the first thing. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I've got a Kim, your bride just says, trying to get there. So Jason's with his amazing wife, Kim, and apparently she's too busy recreating, but I think she's en route. So just so you know, Jason, she's on the live watching. She's supposed to be a guest. She's watching, trying to get here. So, let me catch up on the comments and we'll get back to you. So Jessica in the house, good to see you. She says you were the king of the castle, Jason, which I don't know. Maybe the case. When Kim gets on, we'll know. We'll get the answer to that. Cecilia, yeah. Thank you for Prescott. You know, congrats. Shelly's in the house. Everybody's here. Okay. So here's the thing. The cool thing is we're constantly teaching systems and processes and all that. So I think the how to do we can handle. We don't need Jason for that. But what we do need Jason for is we give the same training to lots and lots of people in Cleaning Nation, but I think fear stops them from actually doing it. So how did you go from the guy that's like, I get I need systems and processes, to the guy that has systems and processes and can actually leave his company?
Well, like you said, culture, right? We started with them implementing the core values. And once we got those implemented and you start empowering your team with them, then when you see your team actually embrace those and start using those and making decisions based on those, you don't have to be there, right? Because they're going to make decisions that right or wrong or indifferent, right? It can hurt you because they're core value based. And if they're doing a decision similar to what you would, how can it hurt your company? It may not be the perfect answer, but it won't be the wrong answer, I guess, is a better way to put it.
Yeah, I found when my people are making core values-based decisions, they'll either do it not quite the way I would have wanted them to, so I might have to give them a little coaching, but nothing crazy. Or they'll do exactly what I thought, or a lot of times they'll do it better. I'd be like, oh, shit, I wouldn't even done that, right?
Oh, for sure. That's happened before. You know, they'll make a decision. Wow. You know, I would have never. And then I'm like, well, how did you come up with that? And they're like, well, you know, I asked myself, you know, is it what we said we do? Or, you know, do I have to do whatever it takes to get the job done? And that's the decision they come up with. And it's just crazy how with them doing that, they think of things that you don't even. So, yeah, it's true.
So real quick, just so everyone has some context, Grow My Cleaning Company's core values, have fun, make money, be real, and help out. So you'll kind of hear me refer to those. Jason's companies are different. So just so we know what your core values are that's running your company while you're here in Disney World, you said, right?
World,
yeah. What are your core values?
Do what it takes, do what you say, help others, and have fun.
Beautiful. Alan's going to Costa Rica in January. That's big boy stuff. Congrats. All right. So let's do, I like stories because that kind of helps people be like, okay, I've been there. So give me if you don't mind, an example. I'll give you two. You can pick which one you want to do first. Because you're and again. Well, first of all, let's get some data in terms of how often you. So I'll give you three questions, and I'll shut up and let you answer all three. One is feels to me, and the rest of because we do the Millionaire Mastermind, we do three events in person per year, and Team Kim, Jason, or Team Jim, Jason and Kim. Typically, I think we'll tack on an event before, they'll tack on an event after. You're in Disney World now. I think we've got our, I know we've got our big event coming up in a couple of weeks, growmycleancompany.com/event. Jason's going to be on that panel from Mexico with our other Grow My, or other Millionaire Mastermind members, Dylan and Daisy. So this, you know, they just travel. So here's the three questions. One, about how many days a month do you travel outside of your city, like physically vacate your company? Two, give us the best, two and three, give us the best and the worst. Like when you took a trip and you're like, I was afraid, I thought it was going to fall apart, but actually it worked. And here's why I think it worked. And then give me the worst nightmare we all have. And again, tell the truth, maybe you didn't have any terrible experiences, but the worst one you had where you're like, oh, I left and it actually did bite me right in the ass. And I wish I wouldn't have done it. So days go, best leaving experience, worst leaving experience.
Wow, days a month. Well, obviously,
or year. I mean,
it's not every month, but if it averaged out, we're probably gone 7 days a month. I mean, if you averaged out, because when we go for like this trip's 3.5 weeks. This is our longest trip we've gone in since we've been with your group and since we've had the company, we've been on vacation. We keep making them longer and longer to test it out and see and have the confidence. Let's see stories. Well, let me start off. Almost 2 years ago exactly, Kim and I were supposed to go to Cancun for another trip. And I canceled it because it was supposed to be for like 10 days, maybe 2 weeks. And I just didn't have the confidence that we could go and leave our business that long. And then being in Mexico, didn't know how communication would be. What happened if I can't answer my phone calls? What if I miss text? So we literally canceled the vacation probably 2 to 2.5 years ago. So that's the story of not being able to go. A story of being on vacation and getting a phone call.
Hold on real quick. So A, in the chat, if any of you guys have been to that where you canceled a vacation or you went on a vacation but it was ruined, put it in the chat. I'm dying to hear that. Okay, so Jason, 2.5 years ago, canceled a trip. I'm sure that didn't feel great for you, and I'm guessing Kim did not love that at all.
She was not happy. She was mad at me and upset for a little bit.
And we can't argue because you might have had it coming, right? Like, that's a big deal.
Yeah. So we were on vacation. We had done a job walk of a job before, didn't get it. It was a big job, but if anybody that knows us or heard, it's our base job. It's a really big job. It's 120,000 square foot building. While we were gone, they called us back and said, hey, we have fired everybody up to you. We want you to take this job. We're on vacation. We sent our crew in to do another walkthrough to make sure they knew what they were doing. And we got the contract while on vacation, our largest contract to date still. So we weren't even there when we actually signed the contract.
So what enabled you, and again, for everyone that just kind of joined us late, I'm sorry this sounds bad, but the benefit is you get a guy that's actually on vacation, not at his cleaning company, and this isn't his first vacation in years. This might be his first vacation in months. Although it is getting really loud, Jason, is there anywhere you could go that's
it is. I told you there's, so I could turn it around and everybody can see the parade coming at Disney. I don't know if there's any way for me to mute that out other than the fact that it's coming right beside us. So it's going to be loud for probably about 2 or 3 minutes.
Can you just ask them to quiet down for a minute?
Can I what?
Just ask them to quiet down for a minute. Would that work, do you think?
Oh, sure, yeah. I'll run over there. As soon as I stand up and move, somebody's going to attack me and tell me to put a mask on, probably.
Oh, that's true. You're not wearing a mask, God forbid. We're out.
Yeah.
So what enabled you from, I don't even know how to mute you while I'm talking, but what enabled you?
Hold on, I can mute myself.
There you go. And yeah, then you just unmute yourself when you want to say something. Perfect. So again, technology, kids. We got me in Phoenix, Jason in Orlando, people all over the world listening, and we're complaining that the sound quality is, you know, only an 8 out of 10. All right, so I love the story of, hey, we closed, I'm guessing it was a six-figure deal annually, while we weren't even there. What's the magic? What did you do that enabled that to become a reality?
Well, I mean, first of all, hiring by the core values and having a team that follows your core values. So, and you see that, you know that they're going to make the right decisions. And then it's obviously having systems in place. So when you go do a job walk, what are you looking for? What are the notes you take? So that even though they may not be able to put the bid together, they can take enough pictures and know what questions to ask and have a process and a system in place that they can pass that information on to Kim and I. And then we all sit down and do it. And then the cool thing is in the process of doing this, we don't just say, hey, give us that info. You come up with what you think, we come up with what we think, and then we sit at a table. And so you educate, you empower, and you mentor and train people. I mean, that's basically what we did. They've got to be you when you're not there, right? I mean, that's what you have to have if you're going to leave your company. And that's what we've done, tried to do, I should say.
All right, go ahead and mute when you're not talking. So what I heard, and what I want you guys to not miss, and gals, is Jason didn't say, well, we went to the operations manual that we had, and we looked up what to do when we get 120,000 square foot bid when Jason's in Mexico, right? Because that operations manual doesn't exist. So what I'm hearing, and again, please fill in the blanks when I'm done and we can unmute you, is there's kind of three levels. One is the foundational piece of core values. Like, no matter what, doesn't matter the situation, and I haven't memorized yours, but like, get it done, have fun. I forget the other two, but here are the three or four or five rules that you're gonna fill in no matter what. That's the foundation. Doesn't matter if you're bidding this or that, or Jason's in town or out of town, we're gonna get it done. So I love that get it done core value. Allow the people to go, well, Jason's not here. We can't just not get it done and not do a bid. We're gonna figure this thing out. So that was the foundation. And on top of that, we're some systems. So what I heard Jason goes, we did have a system for bidding when I'm not there. We did have a system for if it's a big bid and I need some input on it, taking pictures or, so we, what I don't want you guys to think is like, we have to have a system for every little potentiality that could come because it's just never going to happen. Even if you have it, your people won't follow it anyway, right? It's just too much. But he did have the core values, which he knew, even if there wasn't the secondary system, which I think really helped of here's how we do this. He had a team of people that wanted to get it done, have fun, cared about the company. They were down with his cause and on his mission. You layer on top of that general systems of here's how we bid, not here's how Jason, you know, and that system wasn't when we get a good bid, Jason goes out and does it, right? Which is a lot of the systems we have. When X happens, the owner jumps in with a Superman cape and handles everything. That wasn't the system. They had a system of here's how it works. And with the core values and kind of general systems, they were able to apply to that very specific scenario. Thoughts, feedback, what am I missing?
No, that's exactly right. And you know, things are going to happen and come up, you know, I mean, they call with questions and things, but the biggest thing is just having it all goes back right to the core values. Like I said, you have the foundation in place and the people make those decisions based on that. And you're right. You can't write. I mean, you learn as you go. I mean, things are going to come up that while you're gone, but you just have to empower your team and not, I guess part of it's a mindset of knowing you don't have to be there to take care of it. That was really hard. Anybody that's built a company, letting go, I think that was probably one of my hardest things is letting go and empowering people and trusting them. I mean, you've got to do it or you're never going to grow and you're never going to get to a point where you can step out and be totally out of the business working on it and not in it. So yeah, you'll never get there if you don't trust and empower.
So that's the perfect question. When you, because it's a perfect like opposite. 2.5 years ago, it wasn't even that you couldn't leave. Maybe you could, maybe you couldn't. We'll never know because fear stopped you, right? So your fear was what actually kept you from going. And I'm not saying it was a good decision or bad, we'll just never know. But we know that it wasn't that you were physically chained to your, but no one was stopping you. Your own mental intelligence or dumbiness, depending on how you look at it, kept you from doing that. So two things had to change. One was how you felt about your business. And part of that is how you decide to feel. Like you could have just said, F it, I'm going to go and the chips will fall where they may. Maybe it would have turned out better than you'd hoped. Maybe it would have blown up in your face and you'd have been like, I've made a horrible mistake, right? So talk me through that. Or talk Clean Nation through that. How did that look and feel on the inside? How you just changed how, you know, I'm not going to be afraid anymore. I'm going to do it even though I'm afraid. And then how it changed on the outside of like, well, to be fair, Mike, when I canceled it, X, Y, and Z was my specific fears and I actually made changes in my company. You know what I'm saying? So there's the internal game and the external game. And I think you had to change both to be able to go from I'm canceling a trip, even if my wife's pissed at me, to you sneeze and we're out of country, right? We're gone. how'd that happen?
Well, the external change that had to happen for the business was, you know, you had to, the systems and processes, obviously they are important. And you said you can't teach those. So you have to have, you know, we had the hiring funnel back then. We didn't. So if a bunch of people would have quit while I was on vacation, I would have hired people. I didn't have a system. I didn't have my group interviews going every week. I didn't have my one-on-ones going. I didn't have somebody else that can do them. I was sitting in the coffee shop, like a lot of people do, waiting for people to maybe show up and spend the whole day for two or three people to show up, right? So I didn't have that system in place. I didn't have a checklist where if I'm not there, somebody else could take that and go do a job walk. If I'd have got a call for a bid or if a customer would have called, I didn't have somebody that's lined up that I could call and say, hey, you go take care of this. Or somebody that I could trust to do that. So you do have to have those set up. And then, yeah, the biggest thing is just in your mind knowing that you don't have to be there. Somebody else can either be talked to, you can help, or they can just handle it, right? I mean, you just it's a mindset thing. You just have to trust that you've got the people in place and the systems in place that it'll take care of itself and let it go. So, yeah, that was the biggest thing. I think back then it was external, but it was as much internal of letting go and letting somebody else have those reins and trusting them to do it than it was as it was the external things.
And the crazy thing is I found the more that we internalize and be like, oh, we got that, we'll take the, you know, call me, let me, you know, let me, when something goes wrong, let me jump in. The dumber our people show up, not get, right? Because they are who they are. But if I'm like, oh, call me, let me hold, you know, anything goes wrong, call me or text me, or I'm available 24/7. Our people are like, oh, thank God. Thinking's a lot of work. And it could bite me in the butt. Maybe Mike will yell at me halftime if I get it wrong, right? So I'll just let Mike do all the thinking, which is great for the first 10 seconds until you're like, I'd like a break. I'd like to not be thinking all the time. I'd like to be able to have decisions made without me freaking making the decision. So when we switch to, but the reverse is also true. So it's a kick in the pants when you're like, everyone shut up and listen to me. Guess what? They shall shut up and listen to you, which is great if you want to be talking and thinking all the time. But when you go, I don't know, you're a bright guy, you'll figure it out. You'd be shocked how a guy that you kind of maybe pegged as this, I've seen, and again, it's probably 85% of the time. I'll say 15% of the time I kind of over, you know, I'll get bit. I'll give someone too much leash and they'll make a noose and hang themselves with it. But 85% of the time I'll go, holy crap, this guy's been working for me the whole time. I had this at my disposal and I've been telling him to shut up and sit down. I should have been shutting up and listening to this guy. Has that happened in your world?
It very much so. Like I said, they'll make decisions. Like, I wish I could think of one in particular, but they'll make a decision and say, hey, this is what we did and this is why we did it. I'm like, wow, you know, I never would have thought of that. It's a great decision. I think one of the things that really, I want to say, drives me nuts when you really know that they can do it is when you're gone, they're like, hey, you're on vacation, I don't want to bother you, so we just did this. And then I come back and then it's like all of a sudden they're running stuff by me. I'm like, why are you doing that? You guys have already shown me. Take the reins and go. You know, you don't have to run every situation and every scenario by me. So, yeah, that's the, you know, it's funny because you really know that they're getting it when they let you go. But then when you come back, it's like, well, why, you know, you answered that while I was gone. Why are you asking me now? So they can do it by themselves. You just have to empower them, give them the reins and let them go. And like you said, there are times when you feel like, yeah, you're hanging yourself and you're going to get bit. But 9 times out of 10, you aren't, because you've hired with core values and you've got good people. And I'll take that chance and take that 10% chance of the wrong decision or getting bit to see the growth and to give somebody the opportunity than I will, you know, happen to be more, have the reins and handcuffing people.
A, I love that. B, let me give you one kind of fear that I think I can hear Clean Nation in my mind saying, but Jason, let me hit that and see what you think. And then we'll tell you guys what to do next. If like, enough of that, how do I freaking, I'm here, I'm stuck. Like, give me, I want the hashtag live like the Johnsons, right? So here's the fear. Yeah, but Jason, if I'm not there first and they're last, my people are going to slack, right? I'm setting the tone. If I'm on vacation all the time, my people are going to be like, no one's here to crack the whip. Like, I'm going to take advantage. How do we deal with that?
Well, you've got a core value problem then. You've hired the wrong people. You got the wrong people if you have to worry about that, right? I mean, yeah, first and foremost, it's core values, culture, having the right people. And you'll never know. How do you know? If you're not there, what are you just going to sit there and do? Are you there every night with them? Do you watch them? Do you have to check them? Do you have a system in place where they're getting inspected and they inspect each other and they hold each other accountable? I mean, our people, it's funny. We had a girl, I'll just give you an example. We use SWEP. I'm not promoting them or anything, but we use it and there's a picture thing. This one girl, we're really big on keeping our carts clean. So she put a picture out there just for everybody to see. Didn't throw anybody under the bus. There was like 3 or 4 people that worked at this location. Hey, this is how it's supposed to look. Let's all, you know, this is a direct reflection of us. And she's the one pointing that out. And I don't want to say she's just a cleaner, because we don't just have cleaners. We have a team. We all hold each other accountable. But the fact that she did that just shows that, hey, she cares not only about what it should look like, set the example, but she cares what the client may see when they walk in too. Yeah. So when you have people like that, you don't have to worry about those things.
You can't train that, right? If someone just doesn't give a crap about how they do things, you can beg, right, borrow, yell, scream, throw money at them, take money away from them. Nothing's going to work. But when you get people that are just like, I do crap right because it's who I am. Like, if I say I'm going to do it, I'll do it. Once you hire that guy or gal, you can kind of have hands off. So that's exactly right. Jason, you can tell me this is how it feels, and we'll kind of figure out how to get this in your guys' lives, Cleaning Nation. But I feel like when I leave, the people are so committed, they're so down with my cause, they're so committed to you guys, Cleaning Nation, that they're like, oh, we don't need Mike. I'm here because I love these people, and I want to I want to make it happen, right? Marcolina said, hi, I'm the best cleaning, thanks. So congrats, Marcolina, on being the best cleaning. You're welcome. Glad to have you on the show. I don't know why that tickled me, but I'll put it up so everybody can see it on the live. And the best cleaning. Thanks. You're welcome. Congrats. you want people that when you leave, like, I don't know about you, my people are proud. Like, get the hell out of here. Stop working. We got this. You hired us to do a job. We're awesome at this job. Get out. And that's an indication of a good core value. If I'm worried, like, oh, so if I leave, the whole thing's going to shut down. It's going to be a parking lot when I get back. We got a much bigger problem. And the problem's not with, it's with me hiring them and setting the stage. Am I overstating, or is that how you're feeling?
No, for sure. I mean, I know it sounds like a broken record, but that's what I keep going back to. But that's the foundation. If you don't have the core values and have that culture being built, you know, you made an alluded to the numbers. Hey, how many employees do you have now? 30. We went up and down. You know, when the pandemic hit, we lost some people due to it. And then, you know, it's cleaning, right? We have some turnover. We're going to have turnover. So our business didn't really go down. As a matter of fact, it grew. Our revenues grew. We were cleaning more. And at one time, we had a little over 50 people. But during our peak time of our revenue up, you know, 10%, we were doing it with 28 to 30 people. And I'm like, how are we doing this? It's because people stepped up and said, hey, I'll do it. I'll take a shift. If you need somebody, call me. And we're telling people, hey, this is a situation we're in. And never once, even with somebody calling out or somebody sick, I mean, we never felt like we were scrambling. And I mean, there were times when it was tight, but we never had to worry about it because the people stepped up and just did what it took to get the job done. And it's just, when you build culture like that and see what you're doing, it's like when you step back and say, wow, this is what it's supposed to look like. And this is what can happen if you live it, you do it, and you know, you hire by it. And it's just amazing.
So a couple things. First of all, that is probably my favorite stat you've given. If I can cut my staff by 40% and do 10% more revenue. Oh, spoiler alert, Kim is not going to make it. just so you know, Cecile is in growing mode, which is fantastic. She's so sad. We'll get you on, but you know, me and you will do one, Kim. We'll talk a bunch of crap about Jason. It'll be lovely. That's what we just call a live event. We don't do that because Jason's there. Although once you missed it, but we didn't take the opportunity to talk crap about you. So, holy crap. Yeah, I love the fact that you did 10% more revenue with almost half the people. That is the mark of the right people. And if you have the wrong people, if you had 50 of the wrong people, guess what? Hiring 100 wouldn't have solved that problem. But when you've got the right people, you don't need as many. That's a really good indicator of culture. All right. And Cecilia says, how much is the budget you would recommend for advertising? What's a good start to keep the phone ring? Totally different conversation for a totally different day, Celia. We've got, so everybody out there, we've done over 500 of these broadcasts. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. There's 20 on your exact question, I promise. All right. That said, if you're like, holy heck, how do I make this happen in my life? You know, I've only met, Jason, wasn't even 2 years ago, was it? Or has it been more? About 2 years?
Yeah, I think we've been, 2 years exactly.
Okay, has it been 2 years? All right, perfect. If you're like, I need this in my life, this guy doesn't look that bright, I can figure that out. Neither of these idiots look too bright. I can do these things. The best option is come to, we're doing an event here in like 2 weeks, live event, 3 days. Jason will be joining us from Mexico with another Millionaire Mastermind couple. And hopefully Kim will show up on that one, and Dylan and Daisy will be there for sure. Join us for that. If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com/event, it's $100. First time we've ever done an event that's been open to Cleaning Nation. You don't have to get on a plane. You don't have to get a sitter. You don't have to leave your family. You don't have to leave your business. And for all of you right now that are going, oh, I would love to do that, but there's no way I can take 3 days out of my business to work on it. You need to be there. The thing that drives me nuts is the people like Jason are always getting more education and investing in themselves. The people that desperately need it are like, I'm too busy. I got a $200 cleaning job. I got to go do myself. I can't show up. So growmycleaningcompany.com/event. Jason, any thoughts, comments, questions, rude remark before we call this thing?
No, I mean, if you're like you said, if you feel like you can't do it, you can't afford not to. I mean, you have to. I mean, the first time we met, and it was like 18 months ago, we were in Phoenix. That's when, I mean, we were already doing your program, but we went there to the live event and actually spent those 3 days together where we dove into it and did the role playing and did all those things. I mean, that was, I'm going to say life-changing, because it was life-changing and business-changing. So if you're at a point and you don't know how to grow, you don't know where to go, you can't afford not to do it. I mean, it's a mandatory thing. You got to do it.
Jason knows Jessica. She's one of our Next Level members. She said, I'll be in Mexico next week and my business will still be kicking butt. That makes me so happy. So here's the deal. If you were like Kim, Team Jim, Kim, Kim, Jason's wife, Kim, and Jason, Jessica, and you're like, I can be gone for 3 days and it doesn't hurt me at all. You are welcome to the event, but take it or leave it. You don't need it. You're welcome to come. We'd love to have you. It's going to be a crap ton of fun. But if you're like, screw that, I want to go hang out in the Magic Kingdom or in Mexico, that's fine. You have my blessing. If you're the one going, you don't understand, I can't leave 3 days, I'll never make it, figure that thing out. There's a dadgum guarantee if you don't like it. We'll give you your money back, I think, day two or something. So, again, if you're like, you're already living like the Johnsons, we'd love to have you. No worries if you can't make it. Go live your life. Be amazing. If you're dying and cleaning and stressing, like, I can't take 3 days out of my business, I can't take 3 seconds out of my business, this is your opportunity. GrowMyCleanCompany.com/event. Can't wait to see you there. Jason can't. Well, Jason's kind of a jerk. He doesn't care if you show up or not. But his wife, Kim, is a delight. She can't wait to see you there. Jason will be there. Apparently, Dylan and we'll have the whole Mexican contingent on the beach. Jason, thanks for coming on, dude. We'll talk to y'all soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.